In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
If you rolled up on Kendrick, if you were at LAX, and Kendrick's with his, he flanked with his dozen security guards, and you rolled up on Kendrick, and you got within 5 feet of Kendrick Lamar, his security guards would disembowel you at the airport. You would be guts leaking out, like, clack, clack, clack. You'd be there, guts next to your guts. Same with Serena. If you rolled up on Serena when she's on the French Riviera in a bikini her billionaire husband coming off a yacht, her security would destroy you. So we gotta get out of worshiping these people. They're entertainers, man. They make us laugh. They make us dance. They make us think. But you know, I pay my money, or I watch the game, and then I turn it off, and it's back to work, man. It's back to stuff. So I really agree with you conceptually. I want to pivot a little bit, because one of the things that you do in the shorts that I really like, you do these reels, and you talked about, first of all, we were talking as we were getting started, I've noticed you put less content out there. If you go to Smurf TV, you don't see as many reels and shorts as you used to. And I want to give you a chance, because I've been talking about using social media less on this show. That's been a reoccurring theme. Around Halloween last year, I kind of pulled a plug on most of my social media accounts. We have a Paragon 7 Studios account that I'll post a clip up once a week of the show. But for the most part, you know, if I'm having a Smirk on, you know, if I'm having an Avron on, somebody I want to help promote locally. But for the most part, I'm not putting a lot of content out there. And I just wanted to hear your perspective, because I think you and I were on the same thing. A, I don't want people stealing from me. B, I don't want people sabotaging me. And I did see, and unfortunately, especially with what I do with healthcare, I had a lot of people that are colleagues of mine that are jealous of what I'm doing, that are haters, that they don't have the talent that I have. They don't have the drive that I have. They don't have the studio. They don't have the intellect. They don't have the artistic acumen. And they just steal my ideas.
Using words like artistic acumen right there. I don't even know what that means.
Well, I mean, but I put the ideas out there.
Yeah.
Nobody put a gun to my head and said that I have to go to LinkedIn and put these ideas out there. So I'm saving my ideas for Sirius.
Yeah.
You know, my conversations with Sirius, because that's where I get paid to do. I don't get paid to post on LinkedIn.
Right.
I don't get paid to post on Instagram. And just wanted to talk to you about your thoughts and your journey.
Well, being a comedian, man, when you're really trying to, like at the beginning, I was just posting, just trying to gain a following, right? Just trying to get traction. Right. It didn't really matter how many times I posted, because at first, nobody was watching. Then you build a following, you get people that likes it, you build a foundation, right?
And for the new people, I don't want to interrupt, but Smirk is great. The way I found out about Smirk, he posts these videos where he's like the only Caucasian individual, like he's in the hood.
White boy in the hood type.
But he's white boy Rick. Like he's basically, that's who Smirk is, and it's hilarious content. But as he's evolved, he's become a monster in stand-up. You know, you weren't a monster in stand-up 6-7 years ago.
I was not, no.
You were just kind of learning. But now you go to Smirk. The first time I saw Smirk performed for maybe 5 minutes, seven minutes. Now Smirk can rock it for 30 minutes. He can give you 30 minutes to 45 minutes.
I can.
And when you can make someone laugh repeatedly for 45 minutes,
it's an art.
When you're on the cusp. But like you said,
it's an art.
Anyone can make someone laugh for 2 minutes. Like you can have
everybody's done it.
Anyone can do that.
Yeah.
But it's hard. I was just at Cat Williams to see him and Monique and the people rock it. They rock it for 40 minutes. They just crush it. They just have joke after joke after joke. They interact with the audience. They know what they're doing. That's what separates them from someone who's performing, you know, and just coming up. Whereas that person might only be able to rock the show for 15 minutes, whereas these guys can rock it. You know, Kevin Hart rocks it for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's just that's the talent. And I love that you're putting less content out there, because you're really pushing people to come and see you at the comedy
show. Come see the shows, man. And it's a whole different type of comedy, too. Like, there's nothing like, even if you like watching Netflix stand-up specials, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing like being in the room. If you hadn't, even if it's not March 8th, Third Coast Comedy Club, go out to your local comedy club.
Shout out to Third Coast.
Buy a ticket and be in the room.
It's a great experience.
Is the art. Yeah. Stand-up is not made to be on Netflix. It's great. But all they're doing with that Netflix special, sure, they get a pretty decent bag from Netflix, but it's basically a big commercial. That's being on Johnny Carson in 1988. You get that Netflix, that is just, it's a commercial to sell tickets. They want you to come out to see the live show. And then they build up the hour. And that's the thing with me not posting as much. You want to build up a good 45 minutes to 60 minutes of material to take on the road and headline. You hone that for a year, sometimes 2-3 years. You drop a special. I know you basically start from scratch. That's right. Basically the standard.
Okay.
And, yeah, I'm always going to post on social media because that's what got me started. I'm always going to have a 1 or 2 minute video on a topical issue or just a silly little idea that I thought of. But to build like real jokes and like an actual hour of material that follows, you got callbacks, you get, you know, like a real, it's a work of art. You just can't post as much, man. Any right. funny idea that I have now, maybe I'll take that to the stage and not make it into a reel, wow. you know? Yeah.
Have you had other comics steal from you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Not necessarily, I would say stand-up jokes, but like video concepts I mean, everything's been done technically, but I mean, if I post a specific video.
Yeah, if you posted like it yesterday and then I did it three days later.
Yeah. And shout out to Lino. There was a guy that we saw, like legit, do Lino's whole bit at a show one time.
Oh, wow.
Like legit. But at the time we were newer. This guy was a little more we were on his show.
All right.
And at the time we really, what are we going to, they're going to believe us? You know what I'm saying? And it's.
Well, and Lino's a great example. I wish Lino was here.
Yeah.
Lino in person, he's not as funny as you in person, day to day. Lino's very serious.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we interview, he'll sit there quietly for 2/3 of the interview. Yeah. And then he'll say something that's really funny.
Yeah.
But when Lino gets on that stage, he's an animal.
He turns it up.
He's a complete animal.
His crowd work is.
His crowd work is top tier.
And if I were to compliment, like, say this, crowd work can be really hacky and lame.
It can.
It can be very hacky and lame. And everybody.
I saw Monique. So at the Cat Williams, Monique worked the crowd. That was her whole bit.
Oh, yeah.
Was working the crowd.
And she's just an OG.
It's the best that I've ever seen anyone work the crowd. It's amazing.
Sure.
Amazing.
And, but it can be like, oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, right. But they hate you at the office. Oh, you got a wife? Right. You're like, and it's just the same. He does it in a way where it almost, it's not, but it almost seems like he has stuff, like he. And he does. He scales the room and kind of gets a.
He surveys.
But you would think it's so good, you would almost think he wrote it, and he didn't. So his crowd, I got to give the flowers to what it's due because he doesn't write. He's not good at your typical like setup punch joke writing. Like you said, it's a different kind of. Yeah. But when he gets up there, and you get him on something, I mean, he does it perfect.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
On stage, man. He's absolutely amazing, and you just wouldn't think that he's so laid back. Until off stage, but the way that he works the crowd.
And he's like that right before he goes on. Like people will be in the green room concerned if they've never done it. Like, what's this guy? Is he about to go on? And then,
He absolutely crushes it. And that just kind of shows. That's why you guys, if you're listening, if you're in the Nashville area, I know that we're on, you know, Sirius, a national platform, but HR Voices in DC. But definitely, if you're in the Nashville area or coming to the Nashville area, a lot of people come here for healthcare conferences and, you know, different things going on. You got to go out to Third Coast Comedy Club, man. You got to show my guys some love because seeing Smirk and Lino in person is different than hearing them on this show.
And anybody seeing them
on the reels, all of that. They're amazing on this show. They're amazing on reels. But seeing them in person, I'll just keep it a buck. There are very few comedians where I'm like, in 30 minutes, I really laughed a dozen times in 30 minutes, you know. Even some of the comedians on the Cat Williams tour. I'm sitting there, they did a 7-minute set. I'm looking at my wife. I'm just like, yo, I'm about to get some popcorn.
Where's Cat at?
I'm about to get some popcorn and a pretzel. I'll be back in 30 minutes. Like, I don't, you know, when Cat gets here, shoot me a text.
You need something from the 7-Eleven.
But these guys can rock it, and they give you good 30 minutes of laughs. It's consistent.
I appreciate that.
They work the crowd. They talk about current events, you know. Some of it is not safe for work, you know. It's not PG-13, you know. But
that's what makes it fun.
It's fantastic. There's always a good crowd. Do you have? I always want to give you a chance to shout out any specific ads. You know, what's your ad? Where can we find, you know, people? Where can people find your work? Not just on literally. Your page or any of the comedy clubs that you're rocking.
Yeah, literally at Smirk TV. S-M-I-R-K TV.
That's pretty easy to remember.
Yeah, Smirk TV. Let me put a smirk on your face, and then everybody's on the TV. So
that's good stuff.
It's easy. Yeah.
That's good stuff. What we're going to do, we're going to cut to a break, and then we got one more segment. I'm going to have Smirk talk about his favorite person in the entire world, his daddy. you know, his deity, his dogma, LeBron James and Luka coming over to play for the Lakers. I'm surprised that you don't have a half Luka, half LeBron. I guess that you're getting it made.
Well, it's at the dry cleaners.
It was at the dry cleaners. So we're going to talk about Smirk's favorite topic right after these messages.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so, we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm, and then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
He's the paragon of sports talk excellence, the Heisenberg of broadcast radio, the Wolf of Wall Street. You are listening to James Lewis III, host of the Lance J Radio Network.
Did you know there are numbers that can change your life? Blood pressure is known as the silent killer. You may not have symptoms, but it could still lead to deadly consequences like heart attack and stroke. Check your blood pressure regularly and know your numbers. Normal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. Healthy habits like regular exercise, a good diet, and not smoking can help lower your blood pressure and protect your heart. Learn more about how you can check, change, and control your blood pressure at heart.org/HBP.